Tom Conservatore joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
I asked you before the game how you slept last night. How are you going to be sleeping tonight?
Very good. Yeah, I'll be sound asleep soon, guys.
This was the epitome of what an elimination game is supposed to be, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. You know, I mean, just no, it was crazy. And, you know, I don't know how many posts we hit. We could have put it away a long time ago. But, again, just I think we hit four posts, didn't we?
Oh, at least.
And again, we could have put it away, and we just didn't. And of course, a 5-minute major, then we lose Harmsey, and you know we're disjointed with our line changes and with our chemistry and all that kind of stuff. You know, you guys know that.
Well, third period, Tom. I mean, you guys have played great defense all season long, and in that third period, you held the Wildcats to pretty much no shots in the final 7 minutes. And I mean, in a do-or-die game, they're desperate mode. That speaks well and highly to what you guys were able to do there defensively.
Yeah, but we needed to make more plays. I thought we panicked. We showed too much panic, I thought, in the third period. You still have to have the composure to make plays. And, you know, but our guys, hey, you know what? Easier said than done when you're up top, too. These guys want to win, and sometimes, again, there's a little more pressure, and we're not supporting the puck, whatever. You know, the other team has something to say about it, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
It's cliche, but Northern Michigan, the second half of the season was not an 8 seed in any conference tournament, are they?
Heck no. I mean, are you kidding me? And hey, we drew the bad straw. I mean, they're one of the hottest teams in our league. It just is what it is. And but that'll hopefully make us better next weekend too, guys.
Well, there's a little bit of puck luck involved. Obviously, Miles Fitzgerald gets the bounce on the first goal, and then Dominic Schein had some three pretty good opportunities there late in the game.
Oh,
just couldn't
gosh.
Get his stick on it.
The wrong guy with the puck in the, off the post right there. And you know, speaking of our defense, our coverage was we were disjointed, guys. It was, I'm crossing my fingers and I'm putting my hands over my head and I'm just, you know, all, like everybody else was too. It was just, we were very fortunate to get out of that last minute. We really were.
You, your program has scored a ton of goals from below the goal line over the course of the years, but I don't know if I've ever seen one like Miles Fitzgerald. His butt was literally on the back wall and he scores.
No, we talk about funneling pucks all the time and, you know, and sometimes, you know what, it's just this day and age when it's hard to generate offense, you got to manufacture it, you know.
What's your preparation like this week, Tom, now that this one's in the books? It's a three-game series. You don't normally play three on a weekend, same as usual?
Oh, no, we're day off tomorrow, and we're very, very – rest is a weapon now, guys. Rest is a weapon. We'll go very, very short. We won't go very hard all week. It's just we got to be ready on Friday night. And, again, rest is a weapon. It's this time of year. You got to watch. You can't grind the guys. You better watch physicality and practice. There's just a lot of things you just got to watch out for. Again, we want those guys to be ready to go on Friday. I don't care about Wednesday and Thursday. So we'll do a lot of special teams, I think.
Sleep well, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Conservatore, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.